This morning we're continuing in a series to understand following Easter. What does it mean to cast our nets? When Jesus invited the disciples, he asked them to go out and cast their nets. What does that mean for us where we live and how we live out our calling of discipleship? And this morning I want us to ask, what is the difference about somebody who is a Christian fisherman? How do you understand somebody that is a Christian fisherman? Well, this week, as I was thinking about that idea, I was thinking about if you've ever gone fishing with people that have gone for a very long time, very often they have their own set ways of doing things, and maybe they have their own special place in the river, or maybe they say, I know where a very special fishing hole is where I can go, and that's where I like to fish, because I know that water, and I know that that's where the big fish hang out. Well, one of the things that really transformed about our scripture verse this morning is how catching the big catch, how really finding that abundance transformed Peter and John into just fishermen, into disciples. And the Christian fishermen, when they find that abundance, they don't just kind of keep it to themselves. They want to share that. They want to go out and say, I have found the ideal fishing hole. I have found what I've always been looking for, and I want to invite you to become a part of it. So when you think about something good that is happening in your life, when you think about your own faith journey, is it something that you say, I've found a deep abiding faith with Christ, and I want to really keep that to myself, someplace that I can go to for refreshment? Or do you find a place where you say, but I want to invite others to experience the same kind of joy? Because the joy that is shared is multiplied. When you think about your own faith journey, is it something that you want to give away to others to experience joyfully? This morning we're going to take a look at that calling, that first calling that Jesus put upon Peter's life. We want to look at Fisher, as we are called to follow Christ as well. How have we responded? And how is Jesus constantly inviting us to go ever deeper in our own faith journey, understanding who we are, as well as understanding how we relate to one another? If you would join with me as we center our lives on the Word of God by sharing what is on the screen right now. This is God's Word for my life, in this place and at this time. Today, I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I believe He has a purpose for my life. As we read through this passage in Luke 5, it is the calling of Peter and John. It's the one that you know very well, of Jesus inviting them to cast their nets. Think about how the disciples have transformed their opinion, not only of Jesus, but also of themselves, how it is reflected back to them. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break, so they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let us pray. Father God, your word this morning speaks not only of a time on Lake Galilee, but it speaks to our lives here in Williamstown and in these mid-Ohio Valley. We pray, Father, that we can see with discerning eyes, that we can hear you call our name, and that we can feel your spirit move within us this morning as we surrender our lives to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if you caught it. There was a moment in here where Peter became afraid. Peter, who eventually became known as the Rock, who was you have this image of a big, burly fisherman, somebody that is accustomed to being out on the water, accustomed to pulling heavy nets filled with fish upon the boat, who is responding to Jesus, who asked him, just go out into the deep water and just let down your nets. He responds to Jesus as a rabbi. Yes, teacher. Yes, master. Because you say so, I will do that. But further on when his wildest dreams are fulfilled and the nets become so full they begin to break and the boats themselves are getting more fish than they can handle, that he changes his opinion. And no longer is Jesus just the rabbi, a master, he becomes Lord. There's a transition that happens in our own lives where we keep Jesus at a distance and we say, he is a wise philosopher. He is somebody that I can live to understand, and I can open up the scriptures and say, yes, what a wonderful teaching that was. Maybe it's the parable of the Good Samaritan, or maybe your favorite is the prodigal son, whatever it may be. You can say, he is a wise teacher, and I love to listen to Jesus. Until he asks me to let down my nets, until he asks me to go into the deep water, and he returns to me so much more than I could possibly ever imagine. See, our journey of faith with Jesus is all about choices. Choices to stay on the beach and say, Jesus, I just can't go into the deep water. I'm tending my nets. Or taking that risk of surrendering your time and your talents and your gifts so that Jesus can fill them up. It's all about responding to the call. And every time Jesus makes a call upon your life, there is a response. Either it's a response of neglect, of saying, I just don't have the time, or it's the response of feeling that sense of joy and overwhelming presence of God in your life. But you know, when you look at churches and you look at how we as a community respond to what God is doing, we often respond in ways that we're not even fully aware of. Ways that kind of confuse the community. And try and ask, what is it that we are truly all about? Several years ago, Max Lucado told a story about going fishing. He said that when he was a young boy, his family would always spend spring break going fishing. And he said one year his brother couldn't go, so he got to invite a friend. And he said as they were getting ready, they were all excited about going fishing, about perhaps, if you will, going to Camp Echo, right? They were getting ready, they were getting prepared, and everybody was talking about it. They were getting ready, preparing themselves, they were waiting for that day to arrive, and finally it arrived. They began thinking, what is it going to be like for us to go out on the boats, out on the lake, to go fishing, to spend that time in the warm sunshine, to feel the tug on the rod, to bring the fish on board, and to feel the campfire as we cooked that fish that we had caught that day. So they were all geared up, but when they went fishing, he said a storm blew in and everything got bitter, bitter cold. The lake began to be white-capped, and so they couldn't fish one day and they had to stay inside the camper. And the next day when they got up, there was actually sleeting. And he said, we finally got to the point of we just abandoned our fishing. And he said, I learned something that day, not just about how to go fishing, but about how people respond to their calling. And he said he finally realized that whenever we as fisher, when we are called to fish and we don't, we fight. Have you ever noticed that? That when churches that are called to go out and minister to the public are to offer the grace and the opportunities that God has given to us, when we take all of that energy that the Spirit gives us, but we turn it on our own, we begin to fight internally. You see, Jesus says instead of casting, Jesus invites us to cast nets. But when we stop casting nets, we start casting stones. Instead of extending a helping hand, we start pointing fingers, accusing one another. Instead of focusing on the lost, we start becoming critics of the saved. And instead of helping the hurting, we start hurting the helpers. So if you are ever in that environment where you find there's a lot of tension, There's a lot of anger and there's a lot of criticism. It's because the energy has turned inward. We're becoming more focused on what are our needs. Maybe this morning as we sit here, we're kind of wondering, what if somebody were sitting in my pew? It's because we're focused on our own and our own comfort. When does Jesus engage Peter? Peter, stop looking at tending your nets and cast out into the deep water. We need to refocus on what we're called to do. And I'm really excited about what Tanya is getting involved with, getting a strategy so that we know in 5 years we're going to be there. We have a focus that drives us ever forward. We also find that when Peter engages, when those who are called to fish, they flourish. They flourish. And I don't just mean sometimes in numbers and in quantities, but in feeling, in spirit, in peace, and in harmony. So much of our lives are governed by tension and stress, by too much activities that are going on that just drain us internally. But whenever we engage in fishing the way Jesus invites us to, when we really connect our gifts and talents to what Jesus has involved for us, we just flourish. We experience the abundance. And sometimes that abundance is just spectacular. I remember last year as we were getting ready at the end of Vacation Bible School, some people that have never helped before got involved and they experienced a joy and a peace they'd never experienced before because they heard the calling and they responded. They felt God's movement within their lives. When was the last time in your own spirit you felt that abundance? You felt what Peter felt. You felt that joy, that contentment, that peace. Maybe it's not Jesus that has moved. Maybe it's our response to his calling. Because the other thing that you notice from this passage is that when those who are fishing flourish, they worship. Do you notice what happened to Peter? Peter had his wildest imagination fulfilled. So many fish that both boats were being swamped. And at that moment, Peter changes internally what is happening. God himself is engaging Peter. And Peter falls down and says, move away from me, for I am a sinful man. This is the same kind of language that you hear when Isaiah encounters the holiness of God. That when we feel the abundance of God moving within our lives, we are humbled by our opportunities to serve. We engage and we feel the presence of God move in our lives. That's why Jesus is constantly reminding us over and over again that the greatest among you must be the servant of all, because that's when you will find the presence and the power of God move within your life. So how can we move from people that are just kind of going through the motions, that maybe are standing on the shore wondering what happened, to people that actually climb in the boats and are willing to go out to deep water? I want to suggest to you three opportunities for you to move from where you are to where God wants you to be. The first one is engage in worship, regular worship. Find the thrill of fishing again. Experience the abundance that God has in store for you. I wonder this morning on a rainy day like today, when it was so easy to probably get up and have a cup of coffee and read the paper, how much more God has in store for you if you say, but sometimes you have to do by going out into deep water. That's not going to be easy and it's not going to be on your timetable. Experience the thrill of fishing. What is God doing in your life that we need to be reminded of? Remember your calling. What is the focus of your purpose? You do have a calling on your life. Every Sunday, Jesus is inviting you into deeper water, to travel to someplace you haven't been before, to engage at a deeper level, to say, remember, you are saved for a purpose. You are saved to serve others. You are saved to go fishing. Every Sunday, there's an opportunity to hear that call again and to respond. Jesus is never giving up on you. He's inviting you to go ever deeper. And finally, to learn to fish, to recognize the compassion for others, that it isn't just about us and about the numbers. It's about drawing people into a deeper relationship, to recognize that you have found that deeper place. You have found that deep fishing hole where abundance is just so easy to access, that spirit of deep, clean water. And you want to invite people into that. You don't want to keep people on the out. You want to invite more of your friends to experience what you are experiencing. And so this morning, as we encounter this story with Peter and James and John, we have to ask, what is it that you will choose? How will you choose? When Jesus invites you to go, even when you are so tired, to go and let down your nets just one more time, will you wait on the shoreline? What will you choose? What will you choose when change comes upon you and you say, that's not what I wanted? Are you still willing to go out and share that message? Are you willing to cast your net when Jesus invites you? This morning, we're going to take an opportunity to share communion. It is another calling on your life. It is a remembrance of how far Jesus was willing to go to give you that abundant life, to give you everything that he has. All he is asking you to do is take what you already have, cast off as you already know, and to let down your nets. He will do the rest. He'll bring the fish. You just have to be willing to let down the nets. And this morning, as we think, how hard is that for us to do? How much is that to ask for us to just share this place and our time with others? Let us come to the table with a sense of humility, with a sense of service, and with a sense of calling. Let us pray. Father God, we have come this morning just to share this good news of your hope and your remembrance through the sacrament. We pray, O God, that you continue to touch us in a powerful way, offering us the opportunity to fill our nets with the abundance that you have in store for us. So, Father, we just ask that you continue to move within our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.